This is Cole 7035.
All right, Cole, can you hit a buzzer to start us off, please?
Oh, the mic is on.
But this microphone, I'm gonna put this on you real quick. This helps us hear you better.
What?
On our computer right there.
Yeah.
All right. So can you hit a buzzer for me, please? On anyone you want. You said you liked this one, I think. Oh, two of them. Awesome. All right. So now we're gonna first look at our alphabet. Can you tell me what you see here?
A, apple.
Perfect. Have you seen a zebra before?
At the zoo.
At the zoo? Awesome.
Field trip.
Did you go with your class? That's awesome. Well, you did a great job with that. If you can hit another buzzer, please, and then we'll do more activities. Thank you. So now we're gonna do some numbers. So if you...
What are we counting up to?
Well, you'll see. So how about you tell me this,
one.
And then what do you think might be next?
Two.
Okay. Got it. What's next?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
What number did we go to?
20.
Okay. So we went 15 to 20. So what might be next? Maybe. It looks like it, right?
25.
Good guess. Let's see. Yeah, you got it.
35.
Almost. So what is this?
30.
That's a great guess.
What? We're talking about tears now.
What? Is it tricking us? What do you think might be next? If it was counting by tens now.
40.
Okay.
60, 70, 80. No.
I'll say 90. You'd be right.
100.
What is it? 100? Yes! Whoa! That's a big number.
110.
That's a great guess.
What's the number 100?
What is this? What do you think might be next? This is just being so crazy today. What is this number?
100.
Okay. And then? What number is that?
1,000.
Oh my goodness, you just counted to 1,000. That's so impressive. Do you know how to do this? Yeah, you got it. Can you read it too, please?
5 plus 7 is 16.
That's terrific. Thank you. Okay, can you read it too? Okay. Do you know this yet? Not quite yet? That's okay. We can skip these then. Alrighty, can you hit a buzzer for me, please?
Another one?
Yep, we do it after each activity. But they all sound a little different, so you can pick a different one if you want. Awesome! Okay, so now we're gonna look at some pictures. Let me grab it. So I got these.
Can I use a microphone with the yellow paper?
Oh, so that's actually. actually a sound level meter, and that looks at how loud and quiet the room is. So that's actually a little different than the type of mic you're wearing. Yeah. So here, we have some pictures. We can just leave that alone. Thank you. And then, so here, we have one cup. And now we have another cup. So we have two. Yeah, exactly right. Okay. Now we have a snack. Yeah. And now we have another snack. So we have two. Yeah, but if we called it a snack, what would we call two of them?
Two snacks.
Yeah. So then here we have a foo. And another foo. Can you say foo? I know, it looks silly. So what would we call two of them? Yeah. Now we have a crib. And now we have another crib. So there's two. Oh, yeah. So here we have a mip. And another mip. So we have two.
What is a mip?
It's this. That's a mip. So we have two what? Okay. And now we have a duck.
What?
A duck. And now we have another duck. So we have two.
Ducks.
Yeah. Awesome. This is a rib.
What?
A rib. And now we have another rib. So this is two. I know, they're a little silly, but... So this is a skak. Can you say skak?
What do they do?
I'm not sure what it does, but it looks like this. Can you say skak, please? And now we have another one. So there's two. Yeah, we're going to call it a ship, though. So if we have one ship, now we have two. And now we have a yak. And now we have two. And now we have a pite.
What?
A pite.
A pite?
A pite. Yeah. And now we have two.
Pites.
Awesome. And now we have a bell.
Handbell?
Yeah, a bell. And now we have two.
Handbells.
Now we have a rock. Awesome. And then we have a smide. And now we have another smide. So we have two. And now we have a bag. So we're gonna call it a bag for the purpose of our activity. And now we have two. Awesome. And now we have a kelp. And another kelp. So we have two. And now we have a yawk. And another yawk. So we have two. And now we have a light. And another light.
We have two lamps.
So we're going to call it a light. So we have two.
Light.
Awesome. Thank you. And this is our last one. We have a slide. And another one. So we have two.
Slide.
Awesome. We're back to the beginning. Great work. You can hit another buzzer. Awesome. Now we're going to look at some pictures. We unfortunately don't have coloring stuff right here, but so if you could please tell me what you see here. What do you think's going on?
I see a fish, I see a parrot, whatever he's calling in. I see a wolf,
I see a octopus, I see a lion, I see a snake, I see a bear. So what do you think's happening in this picture?
Fish with the lion.
Do you think they're going somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's flowers over
here. Yeah, where do you think they're going?
Having a fun ride in the pond.
Ooh, that's fun. So they're just having a fun ride in the pond? How do you think they met?
Sitting right there, he never is paddled past.
Would you ever go on a boat with a lion?
They're carnivores. They're gonna eat me.
What? But why is there? Why are they friends then? You can use whatever imagination you would like to use. Any guesses? No. Well, have you ever been to a pond before?
Yes, we were rabbit. Mom fell off the
mat. Oh no! Was it fun going there? What did you see there?
A bunch of branches. That's how me and my dad got stuck on one. They were mom trapped the sailors.
Oh.
She tipped over the canoe, then the raft, fell on the water, lost her phone, got the phone. She's lucky it was waterproof.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like quite an adventure.
For her?
An event. Wow. Well, maybe you can try again one day and see how that goes. Alright, anything else about this picture? Okay, let's try the next one. What do you see here?
This
one's
standing on his bed, looking out the window with an paper airplane and toys all over the place, her sock and her blankets. Books,
fishing, playing,
some windows,
I'm
doing this,
sending
my son on
a
bait, and
that's about it. Do you see any animals in this?
Take
a close look. Oh, careful, my
kid. And I see a fish.
A fish? Whoa. So what do you think this kid is doing?
Gonna throw a paper airplane out the window and
get
somebody hurt.
Oh no! Have you ever played pretend like this before?
If I had, I threw it
at
a long distance, somebody would
have
hit me in the head like a tit.
Oh no! Have you played something else for pretend?
Not really.
What do you like to play with? Sorry, what was that?
I like to play on my Nintendo.
Ooh, what do you play on your Nintendo?
I got 4 games on there. I don't know.
What type of games are they?
A racing game, Pokemon game, and a Lego game.
Whoa, that sounds so fun. So do you ever play with like toy trucks like this person is? Or play in your room like this?
Are we good there?
Sorry?
I got a bunch of Hot Wheels, but...
Ooh, that's fun.
Keep losing them somehow.
So would you say this person's room is clean or messy?
M-E-S-S-Y.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Do you think that all this is actually there? Or what is going on up here?
There's a bunch of clouds and there's a plane.
Do you think it's actually there, though, or what's happening?
He's imagining.
Yeah, probably. And do you have any fish or pets in your room?
All I have is 2 dogs.
Aww.
One has to win a drink and tablet me. One just a little small pink poop.
Aww, that's cute, though, 2 dogs. What are their names?
What's his name? The big one is, she's only 1 is named Ember. One that's 95 dog years, 17 human years, and named Sugar.
Aw, that's so cute. I love your name.
But Ember, never run away from her. She's a tough one.
So do they not get along very well, or?
They do fight.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, well, anything else about this picture?
Oh.
Okay, here, let's look at the next one.
This is one take.
We're actually, look, we already did that much. So you're getting close then. Alrighty, so what do you see here?
I'm in love with the baby. I just listened to a bunch of rats. Look, a pitbull, girl with dogs on, a red ball, plus a newspaper, then you got a magnifying glass, big bottle, which actually pours the fan of science and some cup thingies and more cup thingies and this in the back, whatever that is, and that. The other remember National Day.
Yeah.
Right. It's only day. Yes, you remember. Let's walk down here.
Well, it looks like you listed a lot of things. What is an octopus doing in a lab? What's going on?
I think she's doing an experiment on octopus.
Oh, you think they're experimenting on it?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So have you ever done a science experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you do?
We opened the egg. And, we opened the egg and we did science about the egg.
Interesting. What did you guys find?
We found yolk that needs to make the chicken pox in there. We found the germ spot. And that's about it.
That's very cool. Did you do that in your science class or?
In school.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, you're doing science today too. So you can tell people about this lab that you did. Awesome. Do you see any other things on the shelves here? What's this?
Big. I set this.
Oh, you did?
Big jar, another jar, a jar behind that, another jar, light bulb, jar, rats, drawers.
Do you think the rats are helping too, or what are they doing?
They're
just
sitting around
with the cheese. Yeah, maybe. Alright, okay, let's look at the next one. Almost, we're getting close. This is our last picture for this activity. What do you see here?
A girl with some kind of vegetable. And a mom. A snake, leaves, some messes, clouds, another snake.
Would you say that this is a normal sized vegetable? What's different about it?
It's too big, it looks like she's overgrown.
Oh. So what do you think she's gonna do with it?
Give it to a bunch of animals that eat vegetables.
Oh, that's nice of her. So she's going to share it with them?
So.
Okay. Have you ever been on a farm before?
No, but I've seen a farm.
Cool. If you had a farm, what would you want to plant?
I don't know. Just want to make chicken layers, chicken
layers. Oh, so you would want to have an animal farm. Cool. Would you plant any fruits or vegetables? Do you have any favorite fruit you like?
Peach.
Peach. Oh, so you could maybe grow some peaches there. Awesome. What are the snails doing?
The ones that are scaring at the vegetables.
Do you think they're helping or anything?
How?
Not sure.
I can't really see it.
Okay. Do you think that she's just working on the farm, or do you think this is her farm? Maybe. I'm not sure either. Awesome. Anything else about this picture? Okay, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer. And we're almost at the end. You're getting so close. You're doing really great. Can you hit another one, please? Nice. Do you like reading? Can you try reading a little bit for me and we'll just see how it goes? If you want to start right there.
I'm supposed to be around the house. One side of the house. She wanted to go to the tennis. So she asked her mother, she could go for the tennis. Go. You can go, but take your brother. I need to watch him for me. Said her mother. Since then, she always wanted to take her brother over. She didn't want to take him because he's going to town. This was 8 years old. I was old. So she went to that and the old size of it.
Slide.
Okay. What's this person doing?
Playing something.
How do you kick a soccer ball?
I
try to hit the shot.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Go to block.
Awesome. And how do you do that?
One block, second block, third block, fifth block.
Terrific. What are they doing?
Pushing somebody on the swing.
How do you do that?
Push.
Do you like swinging? Or what do you like to do when you do a part?
Football.
Ooh, you like playing football?
Yeah, my dad goes on the yard and football field. I play football field here on the track.
That's so fun. Do you play any sports other than that?
Yes.
What do you play?
I had a baseball game today.
Ooh.
I had a football game tomorrow.
How'd your baseball game go?
I don't know if we won. I don't know if we lost.
Okay. Maybe you'll find out later today then. What are they doing?
It's in here. So tomorrow.
Okay. So tomorrow. Gotcha.
As we live in, we drove all the way here to the Columbus.
Whoa, that's so cool. I love it.
We drove all the way to Columbus.
Yeah. That's well, I hope you enjoy your time here. And it looks like they've got some food trucks out there that maybe you guys can visit later. Well, what are they doing here?
Me and candy. Make sure you don't get a candy. These are my cousins.
Oh no. What's your favorite type of candy? You don't know your favorite type of candy?
Peppermint.
Ooh, peppermint's good. What is this person doing? Thinking, maybe. Do you notice this right here?
Timer.
So do you think maybe they're waiting on something?
Yeah,
maybe. Awesome, well you did such a great job. Do you want to hit one final buzzer for me? And then we're all done. So if you want to hit one more buzzer. But you can do that first, no rush. Awesome, thank you so much for all your help. Here, I can take that off.